You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Monday told believers not to look to horoscopes or to consult fortune tellers to foresee the future, but to allow God to guide them in a journey full of surprises. The Pope was speaking during the last Santa Marta Mass of the season, before the summer holidays and his return from an apostolic visit to Colombia in September. Inviting Christians not to be too settled and stationary, Pope Francis reflected on the reading of the day in which God asks Abraham to leave his land and go forth with his kinsfolk. And Abraham, who was 75 years old, went as the Lord directed him. There is a Christian lifestyle, the Pope said, a lifestyle based on three dimensions: renunciation, promise, and blessing. Because to be a Christian, he explained, always implies this dimension of stripping oneself of something. It's a dimension that reflects Jesus' renunciation on the cross.
Essere cristiano porta sempre questa dimensione di spogliamento.
For authentic Christians, he continued, there is always the need to go forth and to be challenged. The Bible and the Gospels, he pointed out, are full of stories and episodes in which the prophets and the disciples are called to go forth.
Cristiano non ha oroscopo.
A Christian, Francis said, does not read the horoscope to foresee the future. He does not consult a fortune teller who looks into a crystal ball or reads his palm, but allows himself to be guided by God the way Abraham did. It's a journey, he said, that starts anew every morning, trusting in the Lord and being open to his many surprises, which may be good or even bad, like an illness or death. But we must always be open in the knowledge that he will take us to a land that has been prepared especially for us. The Pope also said that another trait of the Christian is that he or she always carries a blessing, speaking well of the Lord and of others and asking for God's blessing to keep going, like Abraham, whose trust in God is a lesson for us as we keep on journeying, letting ourselves be stripped by the Lord, trusting in his promises, and being irreprehensible. Deep down, Francis concluded, Christian life is so simple. I'm Linda Bordoni.